Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Big news out of Washington this hour on the subject of gay marriage.
The Obama administration says it will no longer fight to uphold the section of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which defines a spouse as a member of the opposite sex.
That law is being challenged in several cases across the country, including here in Boston. President Obama has long said he was personally opposed to the Defense of Marriage Act and that his Department of Justice only defended the law in court because it was obligated to do so.
But not anymore. The Obama administration now says it considers parts of the DOMA law unconstitutional. That decision could have wide-reaching implications for gay marriage cases across the country, including a few that are pending here in Massachusetts.
Here to help us understand what it all means is Lawrence Tribe. He's professor of constitutional law at Harvard University. Professor Tribe, welcome to Radio Boston.
Good to be with you.
So I guess help us understand if when the government, when the DOJ decides that it's not going to defend itself in court, what happens to a case like these gay marriage cases?
Well, there will be both defenders and opponents of the act in court. And among the things that the Attorney General said today was that he and the President welcome giving Congress an opportunity, should it decide to do so, to participate in these cases and to defend its own statute by itself. But the President has concluded, I think rightly, that as applied to same-sex couples who are legally married under the law of their own state, there is no sufficient justification for denying them the same benefits that opposite-sex married couples would have when it comes to federal benefits, tax, Social Security, and the like. And I think that decision was made after very careful consideration, and it will obviously influence all of the courts around the country that are considering challenges to DOMA.
It will influence all of the courts around the country? I mean, my understanding was that judges and justices were supposed to be separate and apart from the political feelings in the executive branch.
No question that it will not pressure them, but it will give them arguments to consider and to give serious weight to, because when the executive branch gives elaborate reasons for concluding that a law is unconstitutional, that's bound to make an impact on the mind of someone that's at all open on the issue throughout the country. Even in the cases pending in the First Circuit, cases arising here in Massachusetts, where the department is not making its new position effective because there is binding precedent in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Even here, the fact that the President has concluded that discrimination based on sexual orientation is suspect and needs a special justification is going to inevitably have serious impact.
Professor Tribe, you mentioned that Attorney General Holder today said he'll hand over the case to members of Congress. I just want to read clearly that part of Attorney General Holder's statement. He says, "We will remain parties to the cases and continue to represent the interests of the United States throughout the litigation. I have informed members of Congress of this decision, so members who wish to defend the statute may pursue that option." It sounds like you're saying, A, that will almost certainly happen. Is that true? Do you believe that will happen?
Yes,
and so this case continues.
It's not unprecedented. It's happened before.
And can you tell us when it has happened before?
In the case of the legislative veto, where Congress tried to retain for some of its committees or for one or the other house the ability to override agency implementation of federal statutes, where presidents have repeatedly said, we don't think this is constitutional, when the case finally reached the Supreme Court in a case involving the Immigration and Naturalization Service, it was Congress that, representing itself through special counsel, tried to defend the legislative veto. The Supreme Court ended up agreeing with the executive branch that it was unconstitutional.
And last question, Professor Tribe, do you see this as President Obama essentially just punting to Congress and saying, hey, if you believe in this, you take care of it?
No, not at all. He's simply saying that Congress has a right and that he doesn't want to interfere with that right to defend what it was doing, but that after looking at it carefully, in light of intervening events and in light of the emerging developments in the country, he personally has concluded that it's unconstitutional. He's certainly not punting. He's being very forthright about his views.
And just to let you know, we've just got a statement from House Speaker John Boehner. He says that Attorney General Eric Holder seems to indicate to members of Congress that they have until March 11th to decide whether they want to defend the Defense of Marriage Act. In the statement, Representative Boehner says, while Americans want Washington to focus on creating jobs and cutting spending, the president will have to explain why he thinks now is the appropriate time to stir up a controversial issue that sharply divides the nation. Lawrence Tribe, Professor of Constitutional Law at Harvard University, thank you so much for joining us today.
For having me.
We turn now to Mary Bonato, the Civil Rights Project Director at GLAAD, Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders. Bonato was lead counsel in the case that resulted in the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court declaring that prohibiting same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. And Mary Bonato, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
I imagine that you regard today's decision by the Department of Justice as something of a victory. What's your reaction?
It's extremely significant because the Department of Justice is recognizing what we've been saying for years in our litigation, and that is that laws that distinguish between people based on whether they're gay or not, based on their sexual orientation, are suspicious and much more likely to reflect prejudice against gay people than good public policy. So now, under the it's ultimately the court's decision to decide what standards to apply, but the president and the attorney general have concluded that discrimination based on sexual orientation needs to be justified with very good reasons rather than what's been the case before, which is that it was assumed to be permissible.
Mm. Now, as a practical matter going forward, what does it mean for the work that you are doing, that GLAAD is doing?
Yes. Well, we are counsel to 17 plaintiffs in Massachusetts who are now on appeal, who had brought a case to challenge the Federal Defense of Marriage Act because they had been denied protections that other married Americans receive. And so in that case, we do not know what the administration is going to do. They have made it clear that in another case we're dealing with in Connecticut, that in that case they will not defend DOMA because they think there's no clear circuit precedent in their view that would block the application of heightened scrutiny, and they think heightened scrutiny for sexual orientation should apply. So they made it clear that Representative Boehner and so on, Speaker Boehner, can appoint their own counsel to represent the interests of Congress in the Connecticut case. In Massachusetts, with our appeal right now, I just honestly do not know what they are going to do. From my understanding, they have not sent a letter to the Congress suggesting that they are not going to defend in Massachusetts.
Interesting. So we're going to have to wait and see there. Mary Bonato, President Obama has been criticized for moving too slowly on gay rights issues by some advocates in the gay rights community. I'm wondering if this decision restores some faith in his administration around these issues.
Well, I think within the gay community, there's been a range of views. I mean, many people understand that the president has a very big agenda for the American people. That said, today's announcement of the president's opinion and the Department of Justice is that they are looking to do justice and not just to win cases, and that's extremely important. I mean, the truth of the matter is that there is a long history of discrimination against gay people, and the laws that we see that continue to single out gay people are often born of that prejudice. It doesn't mean that they are automatically condemned, but it means that when the government goes out of its way to single out gay people for disadvantageous treatment, the administration's view is that disadvantage needs to be justified with very good reasons rather than, you know, putting the burden on the litigants to say, well, there's just no rationale here. So it is extremely significant shift, but ultimately it will be for the courts to decide.
All right. Mary Bonato, thanks very much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Mary Bonato, Civil Rights Project Director at GLAAD, Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders.
Stay with us, because coming up in just a minute, Global Post Executive Editor Charlie Sennett has just returned from Cairo. And in today's Talker, we'll examine the role of the Muslim Brotherhood in the Egyptian uprising. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.